the company mining for metals on asteroids, the UK AI Safety Summit, and ChatPDF. This is AI for Everyone, a weekly roundup of the top stories in AI and tech for non-tech people who want to keep an ear out for the latest developments in the AI universe. I'm Miles Dillon and I've been studying AI since 2014. And this quick podcast keeps you informed and educated about the changes and opportunities coming to our working environment brought about by artificial intelligence. Okay, first thing, I have to start with the UK AI Safety Summit. And the first thing I have to do is apologize for my skepticism last week. Man, all the news everywhere last week was like how these people are not coming, those people are not coming. If you heard my episode last week, you would have heard me saying, I don't think anyone's going to come. It's going to be a bit of a flop. I was totally wrong. Rishi Sunak absolutely smashed it on the guest list. I don't know what happened, but suddenly, like earlier this week, it just said Elon Musk has confirmed that he's going to fly in for the conference. And I was like, what? Are you serious? And then I saw that like Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, was going to come. And I was like, what? Everybody's coming. Let me tell you the list of people who were there. The president of Microsoft, Brad Smith, was there. Google's DeepMind CEO was there. The Meta AI chief was there. Amazon Web Services CEO was there. Adam Selepsky. Man, everybody was there. Arm CEO, Nivda CEO, Anthropic CEO, IBM vice president was there. Darktrace CEO, Databricks CEO. Literally, the whole of the AI world, top dogs were there. They were all flying in on jets. Man, the like carbon footprint must have been nuts for this. So I don't know what happened, but I swear these guys don't have diaries just like miles ahead. They're just focusing on the most important thing, I think, right now. And they're looking next week and they're like, oh yeah, there's a safety summit happening in the UK. Do you want to go? And I don't know. Suddenly everybody just started turning up. And it wasn't like there weren't any politicians there either. They had 25 countries represented there, all are like some of the top economies in the world, the EU, the United States, China. And I know they were saying that Joe Biden wasn't going to come and he kind of snubbed it and Justin Trudeau snubbed it or whatever. But this was just like bad reporting. And, you know, I totally followed that and it just sounded like no one was going to come to this event. But they had Kamala Harris was there, the vice president. They had, you know, it wasn't like all the presidents and prime ministers were there, but they did send their like Minister of Technology or the Vice President, you know, top people from the governments were there. So let me just tell you some of the things that have actually been agreed at this. I guess the most groundbreaking thing is that they've signed an AI safety declaration, which has been called, what's it called? The Bletchley Declaration, because this was being held at Bletchley Park, that big manor house in the UK where code breaking happened during the Second World War. And it's like really famous, probably a National Trust property now. It's called the Bletchley Declaration, and it kind of lays the groundwork for joint risk assessment and policies to ensure safe and kind of ethical AI development. Now, the criticism for me and everybody else is it actually possible for these geopolitical rivals to really cooperate on AI when they're competing so much? I don't know, but I actually think, I'm not going to be negative now because I was so negative last week, that this is a major achievement for the safety of AI in the future and a major achievement for the UK to be hosting something like this. I think it's amazing. Elon Musk was there and he was saying that he believes that AI is 80% likely to be beneficial and 20% dangerous, and that, what else did he say? A gathering like this helps reduce that 20% further down into the lower teens. So super positive engagement, a really historic step, I think. And it gives hope that shared AI risks can unite competing powers and, you know, turn into the ideals and the goodness that AI brings about. So that was amazing. Absolutely smashed it. UK AI Safety Summit was a total success. Rishi Sunak, big up yourself. Astroforge is a company that set themselves up to fly to asteroids and mine the metals that are on there. I know that sounds bonkers, but it's happening. They have done a couple of test flights and they've got a rocket out further than the moon and back and landed it. That makes them the first company or people or anyone to do that that's gone beyond the moon. Private company to send a mission beyond the moon, actually, sorry. Just the first private company to do that beyond the Earth. And the way they're going to do it is they're actually going to set off on a SpaceX rocket. SpaceX rocket is going to the moon soon, apparently part of the Artemis program. And alongside it, this smaller spacecraft called the Broca 2, built by Astroforge, is going to launch off the SpaceX rocket and set off for an asteroid. Now, this asteroid apparently is really high in minerals such as cobalt, nickel, and platinum, which are essential for the future of our industries and apparently they can be found in higher concentrations on these asteroids than they can on Earth. Now, their aim is to try and reduce the cost of the space travel there and back, dig up a bunch of minerals. I mean, it's not rocket science, is it? I mean, it is rocket science, but, you know, you can figure out what's going to happen. They're going to go there, dig some metals, and bring it back. Now, I was like, that can't make any sense. But they have managed to get the cost of a mission to an asteroid and back to under $10 million. And they've received $130 million in seed funding. So I guess they're going to have like 10 goes or 13 goes at going out there and coming back. And they think that they can dig up, you know, the numbers are that they can dig up a ton. Oh, no, hang on, let me see. 2 tons of metal and bring 2 tons of metal back. Now, if we're looking at a metal like platinum, which trades at $25 million per ton, and the mission only takes $10 million to get there and back, you're looking at a pretty serious profit on these mining missions. Now, it is a super high risk, all or nothing approach, which indicates they're like super committed to this mission. They're going to invest significant resources. The 130 mil is either going to get blown or they're going to do something pretty amazing. And the AI aspect of this is that when they fly out there, it's very difficult for them to send the images back to Earth to mining experts that could look at the surface of the asteroid and see, is this worth landing on and digging? Because I guess that's the super expensive part. Or should we just carry on flying for a bit and go to the next asteroid? The AI part is that on board on this aircraft, they can decode the images. The AI model can look at all the images and decide if it's worth landing or not by itself. So that's the AI part of this. The other stuff is just like gnarly rocket science tech. Just to note, there have been 15 other companies in this industry that have all crashed and burned. Sorry to do the crash and burn thing, but they have. They've totally been a total fail. They've sent rockets up, come down, crashed them, never been able to get to the asteroid, haven't even taken off the ground or gone bust before they even got going. So this could be a total flop, but this is the most promising that I've seen, and I followed it for a little bit. And it is also the one that people are kind of excited about because of the low cost. I know 10 million sounds a lot, but that is pretty cheap to get. I mean, you can buy a massive house in London for $10 million in Chelsea, or you could fly a rocket to an asteroid and bring like $50 million worth of platinum back. This just doesn't sound that bad. It sounds like a pretty good investment to me if they can make it happen and keeps everybody on Earth happy, because we're not digging up loads and loads of precious metals and creating like environmental stuff going on here. So why not do it on an asteroid that's going to fly past? ChatGPT has now launched a update to the language model, which means you can now upload, like you would to an email, an attachment, upload a PDF to ChatGPT and then ask it questions about that PDF. Now, I actually used this recently when we were applying to register a charity. Me and my wife run a not-profit, it's like a music thing. And some of the questions that the charity commission were asking me, it was like, according to regulations 794, answer this question: how will your charity manage making profits off music, and also the aims of the charity to not be profitable, and it said use this PDF. And I look at the PDF, it's like 400 pages of guidance, and I was just like, what is going on here? So I uploaded the PDF to ChatGPT and I asked it to answer the questions or give me the guidance, the relevant parts on this PDF. Now, this is huge. We all knew this was coming, and this has a massive impact, particularly on legal jobs. If there's a huge contract going on, you know, and it's a contract that's been there for a long time, it's in a PDF form, you can now upload that contract and say, please give me the answers to this part of the contract. The tenant wants to do this, for example. The landlord's saying they want to do this. What does the contract say? Rather than having to employ a lawyer to look through it and find the relevant sections and give you their advice, you can now do it yourself. You could upload a contract or any PDF and ask the AI to look at and tell you what the specific details of it are. Or you can say, can you just summarize this PDF for me in 10 bullet points. It's game changing. We knew it was coming, but now it is here. Hey, thank you so much for listening. I super appreciate everyone who listens and subscribes and sends me messages to say they like it. If you are enjoying the show, please send it to a buddy. I put in work reading everything going on in AI every week and condense it down into this little show for you guys. So please, if you would just do one thing for me, I would love that. Just send it to a friend and say, this podcast is sick. The guy's a dude. You should listen to it. See you next week. Bye.